in our work, you know, honesty is the forefront of what we do. That trust that people have in us as an organisation, you know, we're definitely going to jeopardise that for the sake of a few hundred pounds from someone who has other reasons for their donation.
And is it clearly discrimination to you? Is it not possible that this person believes that maybe certain sections of society get more supports than Ireland, and they're not racist, they're not against others, but they just feel that they want to make sure that their money helps Irish families? And it's awkward for me because I'm trying to sort of, you know, put a different position here, but
I understand. I know it's a difficult situation we're all in, Craig, when it comes to situations like this, but I don't know what the person's thinking. And the other thing is, we'll never know, because we probably won't engage with that person again unless they have a change in terms of what their approach is to making donations. Maybe they do think that, and maybe they don't think that. But the bottom line is, you know, poverty and hunger, it doesn't discriminate. So why should we?
Yeah, what kind of reaction have you had to this, Gary?
Yeah, well, yeah,
Because
you
it
can
is a
imagine,
brave
Craig.
step, right? Because you could have
No, look.
privately kept this to yourself. Well, you could have, but
Yeah,
yeah, go ahead.
look, this isn't brave, Greg. What's brave is people who are trying to look after their families. That's brave, you know, and in conditions, you know, that's not becoming to human beings, never mind anything else. That's brave. You know, going without food for yourself to deprive your kids, that's brave. What we did is not brave. What we did was the right thing to do. We're not going to accept that. And why I don't think anybody should accept that. You know, and there has been comments, Greg, you've probably seen them. The people said, you know, why didn't you just take it and use it for Irish families only? You know, can you imagine, we have an open door service both in Letterkenny and Gweedore. Can you imagine a family came in, you know, and they're not from this country, and they say, can you know, get me some nappies or some baby formula and stuff? And we say, actually, we can't. And then somebody then who is, you know, from an Irish, you know, family come in and say, yeah, can I get it? Go, yes, you can. I mean, could I lie in my bed straight at night, you know, knowing that I did that, you know, regardless of, you know, what the policy procedures of any organisation might say? We just don't do those things, you
And I
know. Everybody should
think,
be treated with dignity, respect, and equally.
it is about time that some of this stuff was called out. There's a lot of stuff happening in broad daylight that perhaps would have been sort of said quietly in the past. So I suppose it's important to call it out when you see it, and that's what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean that you're right, Greg. There is, you know, and look, we're in a precarious position. You know, we're a funded agency. You know, we're very fortunate to be funded under Tushla. We're really privileged to be working with families who most need our support. You know, but what we have to say is, and what we will say, and an opportunity to say this is to thanks to every single person who has come up and provided support to families. You know, their fellow people. Providing, you know, nappies, you know, cots, Moses baskets, prams. There was a call out there last week from a young girl who gets €135 a week on social welfare. She's just going to have a baby, and she says, "Look, is there any support you can get?" We've been inundated with people coming saying, "Look, will that be any good? Will that be any good?" And that, why don't we just focus on that for a bit? You know, focus on the positive things that people are doing, and the people in Donegal should be really proud of themselves. You know, what they have to offer. You know, and we can talk about the volunteer and counting and stuff like that there. Yeah, we've got all that there. This stuff that gets in the way of a few people who say, you know, some people's getting treated better than others, you know, everybody should be treated equally. Let's focus on doing that.
Yeah, but what we're doing too, though, is really speaking to the majority of people in Donegal, the overwhelming majority, and that's evident in how
Absolutely.
things are supported without caveats. And I suppose, too, as I said a little earlier on, if there is a minority that think this way, and I do believe it is a minority, rather than just accept it, you know, call it out and not normalise it. So I think a lot of people will agree with what you've done. I just want to finish on the positive work that you do, and it is amazing what the local youth and family services do. How do people learn more about the services that you provide? Support you maybe for an example, or contact you to see if you can offer any support. Just run us through that if you don't mind, Gary.
I mean, that is the Facebook page. You know, social media has such a powerful, I was going to say tool, maybe a weapon in some
Well.
instances, you know, for people. So I've contacted through the private message, as that young girl did last week, you know, who's soon to become a mother. Yeah, do that there. My mobile number I can pass to the office there. Absolutely give us a call and see what we can do. Greg, can I just go back to something you said there in terms of
Please.
the messaging? Something that's quite simple, and I've asked for this, you know, for actually the Minister of Justice, you know, if the government just came out and told us that everybody's getting treated the way they are, we would know better. Because we've had so much rhetoric and so much myths about people coming in, you know, seeking asylum, saying they get X, Y, and Z. You know, I think it was like most recent was they get their car service for free. I mean, that's absolute rubbish. Why can't the government not just come out and tell us exactly what everybody gets, and then we know where we are?
Because it's not politically advantageous to do that at the moment.
You're right. It's not safe for them.
That shouldn't be the way it is, but that is the way it is. Gary, listen, thank you very much. LYFC, check them out. Local Youth and Family Services. And I've just, you know, I'm so pleased that that young person who you referenced reached out for help, because you wonder how long did they have the message box open before they typed in. And you should never be afraid to seek support and hope, because there's organisations like you, yours, and those that support your organisation that are saying, don't think about it, get in touch, we can hopefully help. Thanks, Gary.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.